Thank you. One of the challenges with the program is it's going to take almost $2.5 billion out of the economy, and it's going to go into a slush fund. And if more money is collected, what's going to happen? It's then going to general revenues.
It's true.
In reality, it's almost like a sales tax.
With no more rebates.
We should call it maybe a sales tax, but it's a carbon tax. The fact of the matter is Albertans are suffering right now. We have one of the worst periods of economic times we've had in the province history. And yes, you give it back to two-thirds of the people. So a third of the population says, oh, we're responsible for all the carbon reduction. The other two-thirds, I guess they don't care. They don't have to worry about it because they get all the money back. But what about the businesses that have to pay? There's so many businesses in this province that are suffering. They have all these additional costs. And that's where the carbon tax is having a tremendous negative impact.
We've got
losing their
two jobs. Minutes left on this topic. Thank you, Mr. Mandela. I want to bring Mr. Khan in first, please.
And